Now sales of U.S. military equipment to foreign governments have jumped 33% compared to previous year's total. U.S. foreign military sales hit $55.6 billion fiscal year ending September 30th. Figure represents signed letters of agreement between the U.S. and other countries. White House eased restrictions on sales and encouraged U.S. officials to take a bigger role in boosting business overseas for American weapons industry. A report back in March revealed nearly half of U.S. arms exports over the past 5 years have ended up in the Middle East. Washington is criticized for the sales of arms which are being used by U.S. allies against civilians in Yemen and elsewhere. Now we're out of Ontario, Canada. We're joined by Mr. Jason Inruhe, political commentator. Hello, Jason. Thanks for joining us back on the program. Now, Jason, your thoughts. I mean, the U.S. military-industrial complex doing what it does best, but it's not just militarizing itself further. It's doing it globally, and it has consequences. Your thoughts, please.
Well, it's never just economic. It's also political. And aside from the fact that very clearly, yes, that the military-industrial complex is certainly there, and they need their blood money as often and as much as they can get it. I think that there's multiple dimensions to this. Currently, the U.S. president, this is part of his America First kind of policy to increase exports to the rest of the world in order to bring a better income for the United States as part of his whole pledge, although I'm sure a lot of people would prefer there to be regular consumer commodities rather than, such destructive means going out of the country. But I think that there's also another dimension to this. Now, clearly, these weapons are going into the hands of countries who are allied to the United States. And this is a large part of rearming and shoring up what existing allies the United States currently has. Many people have noticed that for a number of years, that the U.S. empire has been on decline. The U.S. is losing a great deal of influence around the world. The U.S. petrodollar, apparently this year, at least according to one economist I read, has dropped by two-thirds as a result of the tariffs war, the trade wars that Trump has been carrying out on other countries. And many countries are seeking alternatives to that. Venezuela is doing it without much choice. The EU is currently coming up with banking measures so that Iran can go around the U.S. sanctions. China has been pushing its own currency as a replacement for the United States dollar, etc. So we definitely do see this kind of decline in U.S. power. Many of the areas that the United States had intended to take over, for example, Afghanistan and Syria, which have not been very effective at all, and that they're very much failing. So I think that these arms shipments are not just show Trump is keeping up with some of his campaign promises, but to try to make up for a lot of the shortfall that has come in government revenues as a result of the massive tax cuts that he's given to the wealthy elite inside the country, but also as a large measure to shore up the existing alliances that the United States has around the world.
And Jason, why not do a more thorough process of vetting where these weapons go? You very well know many of them are used for, gross human rights violations. Some of them end up being used back on U.S. soldiers or even U.S. civilians or U.S. diplomatic missions abroad.
Well, certainly they could carry a much better vetting process and better accountability, people signing off on shipments they have, et cetera. But I don't think the weapon manufacturers particularly care. As long as they get their product out into the world and into the hands of people who would pay for them, they've pretty much gotten what they wanted. I mean, I don't think it's some kind of coincidence that, weapons manufacturers, they just don't know where their guns go every year. I think that's nonsense. I'm sure they really do. They sell them off to third-party distributors who then sell them as they see fit in many situations. So I think that this is really about money. The weapons manufacturers themselves don't particularly care who are killed by these weapons. I'm sure the United States would prefer the revenue from these sales and have not many questions asked about them. So I think it's a deliberate choice on their part not to demand too much accountability for where these weapons end up.
Interesting. Money, war, and blood. Very fitting shirt there for this news story. Thank you for joining us, Jason Inruhe, political commentator out of Ontario, Canada.